Now, there were bishops, the water been open. He'd had the top off and everything. Listen, I want my mint when I get through preaching. I be seeing you giving bishop that peppermint. I want the kind with the stripes on it. I'm just saying. There ain't no, Bishop, don't you get the peppermint. Don't you get the peppermint. Yeah, that's right. I be seeing it. And where L at? Where my T at? Amen. I want the same treatment Bishop get. Amen. Friend lady, where my soup at? Amen. Amen. Thou shalt decree a thing. We sow the word of God into our heart. We sow it into our heart. Faith comes, and then we can speak, and it happens. Turn to Mark 11, 23. And when we decree and we speak the word, or we speak it out of our mouth in faith, this is what happens. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, that we decree a thing, say unto this mountain, be removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith, we just decreed, shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. You decree a thing, and you can know that you're going to have what you say. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is called agreeing with God, or being in agreement with heaven. When you agree with the Father, the creator of the universe, the one who created everything, you come into agreement with him, you got to understand this. You want to win inside. Amen. Come on, somebody. When you agree with God, you on the side that has all power. When you agree with God, you on the side where there is nothing impossible with him. Am I right? Stop me when I'm wrong now. When you agree with God, you on the side of truth. You on the side with wisdom is not limited. All knowledge is available. Amen. You on the side that cannot fail. Failure is not an option. Amen. That's the side you on. Amen. When you agree with God. I didn't put this in my notes, Julie, but can you put it on Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1? Amen. We're going to stand and we're going to maintain our position. Amen. Glory to God. I can remember when we first started doing the scriptures. What's the name of this program, Junior? Media Shout. When we was at the other building, First Lady said, don't call it the old building. It's the other building. Amen. See, we have what we say. If we keep on talking about it's the old building, what's going to happen? Doors going to start falling off. Amen. Amen. Windows just all of a sudden cracked. And now, no, it's the other building. And I used to have the computer on my organ, and I would put the scriptures up. You know, we'd play, and then with time for Bishop to preach, I would do all that from my computer on the organ. And Bishop didn't know it, but y'all knew. Y'all seen it. He was preaching one Sunday. He said, turn to Romans chapter 4 and 17. When I put the scripture up, I put it up in Chinese. Miss Lucy said, So they obviously took that away from me, because I would put it up in Chinese and Russian and all that good stuff. Amen. Now, listen to what the scripture says. Now, when we agree with God, we know that we're on the winning side. We're in the faith process. Amen. And we know we're on the side that wins. Hey, somebody say amen. But you got to understand, when you're in the faith process, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. When you're in the faith process, you're not always going to see the end with your physical, but you can see it with your spiritual. Amen. You got to understand, this in the natural, it'll seem like you're not going to make it. In the natural, it'll seem like you're not going to overcome. In the natural, it's going to seem like you're losing. But we on the side that always win. Amen? Now it says, the things not seen. But faith is our evidence that we have it. Faith is our evidence that it's already done. Faith is our evidence that we have already overcome. Amen? I'm going to go through these scriptures. Y'all don't have to try to follow me because I'm not reading all of them. Verse 4, by faith Abel, when he offered his sacrifice to God, by faith Enoch. Listen, by faith Noah. Verse 8, by faith Abraham. Verse 11, also through faith, also Sarah. Verse 20, by faith Isaac. By faith Jacob. By faith Joseph. By faith Moses. Listen, they didn't see the end results with their physical, but by faith, they knew they was on the winning side. they all stood and maintained their position because they knew that they could not fail with the Creator on their side. All of them stood. Well, I take that back. Abraham and Sarah didn't stand, amen. But some of y'all get that on the way home, amen. Okay, go on. Okay, I'm getting married now. Okay, I said Abraham and Sarah didn't stand. Amen. Okay, all right, anyway, he said, go on. I'm tickling myself. All right, here we go. Bishop read his Bible. He didn't know what I'm talking about. Woo, glory to God. When you decree it, you decree the word in faith, the Bible says you will have what you say. So you declare it in the name of Jesus. See, faith stands. Faith is not moved. Faith is not shaken, amen? But when your stand starts, guess what? The enemy gonna take his time and he's gonna begin an attack. Now, how does he do it? It may start as a small adversity, or it may be all out hell coming against you, amen? Why? He's coming against your stand, amen? But we maintain our position, amen? Now, the Bible says, when you saw that word in your heart in Mark chapter 4, verse 15, he says, immediately, the enemy comes to steal that word out of your heart. Yeah. And these are they by the wayside when the word is sown, but when they have heard, Satan comes immediately to take away the word that was sown. He comes immediately to try to take that word out of your heart. Amen. And how does he do it? With some kind of adversity and some kind of attack. Amen. Well, in my case, he attacked me with COVID-19. Matter of fact, my whole family had it. My kids, my wife, they all bounced back quick. I saw them getting well, and I was going by my way. Man, I'm expecting to get well, boom, just as fast as they did, amen? Let me back up. Let me tell you what the devil did. About 2 weeks before I had that COVID-19, and maybe two or three weeks, I got mad as I don't know what at my wife. Now, it was my fault. I know it was my fault, but I was still mad. And I said, you know what? Most of the time when I drop the kids off, I drop them about 7:45, 7:50. I mean, I'm blowing that phone. Hey, baby, how you doing? I said, you know what? I ain't going to call her. That's what I'm going to do. I ain't going to call her. I was mad. I was upset. I said, well, I'm gonna wait till at least by 8:30. I'm going to make her wait before I call. I made it about 8:20 and I was on the phone. Hey, baby. When I got off the phone, I said, I'm just going to say, I love you. I ain't going to say, I love you, baby. I'm going to make her pay. I'm really making her pay. I love you. Instead of saying, I love you, baby. I was some kind of upset. I'm driving, and I didn't understand. I didn't catch it at first. The devil said, you mad, ain't you? I said, you doggone right, I'm mad. He said, you real mad. I said, I'm real mad. He said, say it. I said, I'm mad. I'm driving down the road. He said, and if you think about it, it's her fault too, ain't it? I said, well, if you move this around and change that, yeah, it is her fault, doggone it. I can agree with that. It is her fault. I'm mad and driving. He said, you know what? I bet if you was to die, I bet she would really be sorry then. I said, hold up, ho. It hit me then. I said, hold up, punk. That's what I said. Not now. I said a lot more words. I ain't said no cuss words, amen. But I said some words I ain't gonna say behind the pulpit, amen. I said, hold up, punk. It hit me. And you know, married people that ain't married, when you go through a tough time, what does the enemy try to do? He'll try to bring words of death to you. He try to get it to come out your mouth. I mean, you see it on TV, you see it on the shows all the time, people that commit suicide. What it do? Man, people don't care about me. If I was dead, I'd be better off. They say it all the time. They let it come out of their mouth, giving the enemy a foothold. I recognize me. I'm like, hold up. I don't talk like this. Who is you? Excuse the grandma. Who is you? No, I don't talk like that.